The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school football on your local sports authority, KNZA 103.9 FM, online at mscsports.net. We now go live to the field for coverage of our feature game of the week.
For the 24th consecutive season, the Houlton Wildcat football team has qualified for the playoffs. Tonight, it's game number 300 for head coach Brooks Barta in his 26th season with the Houlton Wildcats. Tonight, Houlton, with an undefeated record of 8-0, begins their postseason run with a familiar foe in the Santa Fe Trail Chargers, who come in looking for an upset with a record of 2-6. On the season. It is a cold, blistery, and wet evening on this Thursday night. The game moved up one day here in Houlton as the Wildcats and Chargers get set to meet in the first round of the playoffs for the second consecutive year. Along with studio engineer Brian Hurt, I'm Justin Fluke, joined by my partner Mike Tanking. Also tonight, help from Kyler Catherines and Cameron Mulroy. They'll be running the Houlton channel with live video to go along with tonight's audio broadcast. That is on the Houlton channel at mscsports.net and on Facebook. Well, obviously, folks, we are a few minutes delayed. This game was supposed to start at 7 o'clock tonight, and an unfortunate incident happened prior to kickoff tonight as one of the Santa Fe Trail Charger football players unfortunately passed out on the field during warm-ups and was down for quite some time. That player was taken by ambulance from the field, and so the teams went to the locker rooms for a while. Santa Fe Trail coaches visited with their team as to whether or not they would even play this football game here in Houlton tonight, but they decided that they would. We were told that the student-athlete for Santa Fe Trail was conscious and breathing and had a pulse whenever he left in the ambulance from Houlton High School. So that is the best news that we have heard, and that's what we can tell you about that incident that happened that delayed this broadcast here tonight. But certainly our hearts and our prayers and our thoughts are with the Santa Fe Trail student-athlete, his family, and his entire community, as that is obviously on the top of many minds coming into this football game here tonight. Mike Tanking, it makes it a challenge for us, but as professionals, we will do our job tonight and bring you the play-by-play broadcast between the Houlton Wildcats and the Santa Fe Trail Chargers. We will call the action as we see it on the field and as we've done together, partner, for the last 16 seasons. But obviously tonight may not have quite that excitement because it's a little bit hard to put into perspective. It's a little bit hard to get real excited about anything after that unfortunate medical situation that happened that delayed this game here tonight.
Yeah, that was that was scary. And I think you got a lot of people in this stadium that are pretty shook up, and including us. And there's a football game that Santa Fe Trail's players and coaches decided that they want to play tonight. And, of course, Houlton's ready to play football, and it's a playoff game. And like you said, we're professionals. We're going to broadcast the football game as we see it on the field and respect the decision of these players and just pray with everything we have for that young man and his family tonight. That was scary, and nothing that anyone should ever have to see in a high school athletic environment. And kudos to the staff and administration and everybody that was here that was able to get down and assist that young man. And they got the ambulance here and got him off the field and understand he was headed to Topeka. And we'll just pray for him as this game goes on.
Santa Fe Trail comes into tonight's matchup with a record of 2-6 on the season from the Pioneer Conference, where they went 1-3. Santa Fe Trail won two district games, though, to finish fourth in their district. Their wins this year coming by 1 point against Osawatomie and then beat Baldwin a couple weeks ago by 9 points. 37-28 was that final. Last year, Houlton defeated Santa Fe Trail in this matchup 62-25. In fact, the Wildcats are a perfect 8-0 against Santa Fe Trail dating back to 2010. I mentioned this is Houlton's 24th consecutive year in the playoffs and 26th year head coach Brooks Barta's coaching career game number 300 here tonight. One thing I had almost forgot about, Tank, is that Santa Fe Trail was in the Big 7 League from 2010 to 2013. I forgot that there was that four-year stint there, and that's one of the reasons these teams have played quite a bit. It just happens to be that they've met in the first round of the postseason here the last couple of years. Chargers are coached by Jason Duncan, 12 years. And this is a team, if we look back not too terribly long ago, that had won two total games in a six-year span from 2008 to 2013. When they joined the Big 7 League, they hadn't won many football games at all. But Jason Duncan in the last 12 years has done a phenomenal job. This is a team that posted a winning record 5 years in a row from 2014 to 2018. But it's a young Santa Fe Chargers squad that we're going to see on the field tonight. A lot of sophomores, a lot of inexperience on this Santa Fe Trail team. We're going to step away right now and take a two-minute timeout. We'll come back and break down this matchup more and give you the starting lineups. It's Holton and Santa Fe Trail, the 3A bi-district playoff matchup, coming up next here on FM 103.9 KNZA.
Grandpa sure does love deer season at Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton.
That's funny. I've never seen him out in a tree stand or with a gun, Colby.
Well, Hayden, I don't think he goes hunting, but deer season can sure bring more business to the body shop.
Oh dear, Colby. But you're right. Deer are very active this time of year. We hope you avoid any deer or winter accidents.
But if you happen to hit a deer with your vehicle, of course, we want you to take it to Grandpa at Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton.
He's been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Don't you wish there could be one thing you could still rely on these days? Something you can depend on? Look to Denison State Bank. Yes, situations change constantly, but we know how to react to them with the steady wisdom that comes with 120 years of experience.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For more than 67 years, Community Healthcare System has been committed to supporting a lifetime of health and well-being for your whole family. Their dedicated family medicine team offers a full range of healthcare services at 7 convenient locations and same-day appointments with the local providers you know and trust. Call today at 785-889-4272 or check chcsks.org to learn more about how Community Healthcare System brings life and health to the whole community.
Cindy Hauer with Kellerman Insurance in Holton.
We'd like to remind our policyholders, as well as anyone that would like to talk about farm coverage, that updating hay inventories, checking on your livestock inventory, and then thinking ahead towards harvest is a good time to do a review on your farm insurance. If you want to talk about changes to your policy, contact us through our website at kellermaninsurance.com. We can make the process quick and easy. Or feel free to stop by and visit us at Kellerman Insurance on the southeast corner of the Holton Square.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back. Along with studio engineer Brian Hurt, I'm Justin Fluke alongside Mike Tanking, getting set for Holton and Santa Fe Trail here tonight. Tanking, I know a few things that I kind of went over there. I was talking about Santa Fe Trail formerly in the Big 7 and what Jason Duncan's been to the team and the history between these teams a little bit as well. But a young squad, and I'll open it up to you kind of for your comments tonight on what Holton expects and can see maybe from this Charger squad here this evening.
Well, you start with Jason Duncan and the job that he's done. You mentioned where this program, Santa Fe Trail, was at. I mean, this was a perennial bottom feeder and having a hard time winning any football games in a given season, having a hard time getting kids out and getting kids excited. And he's turned that around. He's got this to a point where they are respectable at the very least every year, and you can count on Santa Fe Trail finding a way to get themselves a 3, 4, 5 wins. They've had some years even better than that. I remember a game with Holton that we broadcasted down at Santa Fe Trail with a playoff berth on the line, if I remember right, a few years ago. So
yep.
Definitely a team that has turned it around. He does a real nice job with this program. They're going to run wing tee offense. It's something that, if you recall back to the Jamboree, Holton saw Santa Fe Trail here on this very field, just a little warmer and a little bit earlier in the fall that night, but got to see a taste of that. Holton that night kind of struggled a little bit early on with Silver Lake and the Jamboree, but then really had their way with Santa Fe Trail, kind of started to get things going offensively in that Jamboree, and so you got to think that they're going to be sharp tonight, but hey, these elements are not easy. I know Holton's going to run the football, obviously, but this wind is howling out of the north. The ball's wet. The field is going to get chewed up, and it's going to take a lot of focus on the part of these Holton Wildcat players, not just with what happened in the pregame, but also just the elements that they have to deal with here tonight.
We have opened up the window so the camera can see the wind blowing into our face from the north. Santa Fe Trail will kick it off. The Holton Wildcats will receive after a perfect 8-0 regular season. It's juniors Garrison Booth and Matt Lears back to return the opening kickoff as it will be put in play tonight by Blake Boosie. Holton in the home blue uniforms and will be moving right to left on your dial. The Wildcats averaging over 400 yards of offense per game. And Holton doing it on the ground, as Tank mentioned, 364 yards per game rushing. We are set. It's must win to advance and keep your season alive. And we're underway with an end-over-end kick. Chasing Booth back as the ball goes from the 10 and into the end zone. The kicker is a very good strength of this Santa Fe Charger team, a three-time all-league kicker at that in the Pioneer Conference. And so the Holton Wildcats will start on their 20-yard line here tonight with the ball first offensively. Tank, it's been a quick start for Holton. It's really helped them out the last few games, getting ahead early in the game.
That's been a common theme for this offense all season, and that's what great teams do. They come out and pounce on their opponents early. It all starts behind that big offensive line. They've really started to gel. The backs have run well, and they've done a great job securing the football.
Tristan McGammon is the starting center for the third straight week with Cooper Baxter ailing. Matt Lears is the quarterback in the pistol. He gives to the fullback and a big hole up the middle across the 30. It's Boswell on the near sideline at the 40. He pushes a man down at the 50. He's at the 40 and cuts back inside again. Still breaks a tackle and is at the 30-yard line of Santa Fe Trail. The fullback dive to junior Jace Boswell, one of four different running backs for Holton with over 400 yards this season. That is a 53-yard run on the first play from scrimmage tonight.
The fullback is chapter one in the playbook for the Holton Wildcats, and Jace Boswell getting the first tote and showing a Derrick Henry-type stiff arm at the end of that run.
Jake Zettler, a senior and a junior, the other tight end spot, and Charlie Gilliland. It's Connor Collins and Gary Booth in the backfield behind Boswell and the quarterback Lears. Dalton Roush and Dallas Pittaway are on the right side of the line. McCam in the center, as we mentioned, with Andrew Williams and Caden Cattrall on the left side. The penalty against Santa Fe Trail. Now it's first and five.
Yeah, an encroachment penalty against the Chargers. So Holton with a short first and five coming up.
Hold on to your papers, my friend. That wind is stiff, blowing right at us. Here's the option play. Lear's going to keep it. He's at the 20-yard line, far sideline at the 15. Got a block for Boswell and walks in from 5 yards out. Touchdown, 22 yards on the quarterback run. Matt Lears keeps it on the option, his eighth rushing touchdown of the year, as Holton needs just 37 seconds and three plays to score here in week number nine.
Job getting to the perimeter, and we've seen that a lot over the last few weeks from this Holton offense, getting to the perimeter with that option play. They get a good block out on the edge. Good job there with the lead block from the running back, and Lears has a great vision. This time fakes the pitch, cuts it up inside, and then trots into the end zone once he gets inside the 10-yard line. The Wildcats strike first.
The weather will present some challenges in many different facets tonight, perhaps the kicking game, as Holton's going to try for a two-point conversion. Matt Lears has made 35 of 39 PATs this season, but Holton going to go for the two-point try. They'll give it left side and around the corner and into the end zone. It's Connor Collins with the two-point conversion, and Holton now leads 8-0. I said three plays. I beg your pardon. There was one penalty, but only two plays, as Holton got 53 yards from Jace Boswell and then 22 from Matt Lears, and the Wildcats now lead 8-0 over Santa Fe Trail. We'll take a timeout as our playoff coverage continues here live on FM 103.9 KNZA and the Holton Channel at MSCSports.net.
Ireland Custom Exhaust has changed our business name to Ice Automotive.
We offer much more than exhaust repair as a full-service automotive shop that works to maintain the overall life of your vehicle, and we treat every customer and vehicle as if it were our own.
Started in the 1950s by my granddad, Marion Wood, our family has provided automotive repair with top-quality work, reasonable prices, and honesty.
At Ice, we look forward to building a long-term relationship with you, local family business.
Ice Automotive, just south of Holton, on Highway 75.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Along with studio engineer Brian Hurt, Justin Fluke, and Mike Tanking back with you, along with Kyler Catherins and Cameron Mulroy running the camera and the video production on the Holton Channel tonight. 8-0, the Wildcats lead, and 11:23 left here in the first quarter. The rain continues to come down, the wind blowing from the north.
And Matt Lears will kick it away for Holton. A squib kick on the middle. It'll be returned by one of the up men at the 30-yard line, getting to the 35 and now looking to come to the near side. Holton will be down to make the stop. And we'll see Santa Fe Trail's offense for the first time. That was Landon Watkins, a senior, on the return for Santa Fe Trail, as their offense is pretty balanced, averaging about 169 yards a game rushing, but 129 a game passing. We told you about all their sophomores. Luke Edwards is one of those. He's the quarterback. He's thrown for over 1,000 yards this season, as Santa Fe Trail will officially begin here at their own 35-yard line.
Yeah, definitely a team in Santa Fe Trail that's going to be very outsized up front, a small team, a young team. It'll be a tough formula for them tonight against this big Holton Wildcat team.
A handoff coming near sideline, looking for some room is Theron Breckenfield, and he's up to the 40 for a gain of about 5. Tank mentioned Santa Fe Trail being undersized. There's only one Charger player that starts that weighs more than 200 pounds on this Santa Fe Trail roster, at least in their starting lineup. So a pretty small team, but they're able to get a nice gain there on first down. As Santa Fe Trail coming off a loss last week at Perry Lecompton, 27-21. That's the only common opponent between these two teams. They actually had 100 more yards than Perry last week, but they turned the football over 5 times. Holton beat Perry Lecompton earlier this season, 28-7. Here's a play straight up the middle, and not as much real estate between the tackles. Only a gain of a yard across the 40 to the 41-yard line, as this is the fullback, Colton Warthen. Warthen is a sophomore. Birkenfeldt, who had the first carry, is a junior. They have two sophomore receivers in Trenton Schlichter and Kyle Strother. They do have one senior on the offensive line. Alexander Watkins is the left guard, and they have two juniors at the right guard, Matthew Coltrane. The left tackle is John Green, and two sophomores, including the center, Cole Florey, and Cody Harmon is the right tackle. It's 3rd down and 4 for Santa Fe Trail on their first offensive possession. Motion to the left, give it up the middle, and taking a hit and not getting the first down as Matt Lears, the safety, came up and stuck the fullback, Colton Warthen, on his second straight carry, and again a gain of just about a yard is going to leave the Chargers with a 4th down and 4 situation.
You can see right away that the footing is an issue out there, as both teams just kind of seem to be not able to fire off like they maybe normally would on a clean surface. And right there between the hashes, that's going to be an area of the field that's going to get chewed up, going to be very muddy here tonight. And with this wind, it looks like Santa Fe Trail is going to go for it here on 4th down.
They'll line up from their own 41-yard line, needing 4 yards here, and back to pass. Quick slant over the middle is incomplete. Tried to hit Kyle Strother, the sophomore, but the pass is incomplete, so Holton's defense has forced a 3-and-out, leading 8-0. The Wildcat offense will get the football back and in great field position here at the Santa Fe Trail 41-yard line.
Yeah, Trail knows that that's a 4th and 4. They got to try to make some big plays here to stay in this football game, and the kicking game, punting, kickoffs, extra points, it's all going to be an adventure, so can't question that play call on their part at all to go for it on 4th down.
Snap will come to Matt Lears, and he gives to the fullback Boswell, who only gets a couple this time inside the 40 down near the 38. Jace Boswell, when your fullback is averaging over 7 yards per carry, things are going well. Behind a great offensive line, Holton is now averaging 8.4 yards per carry on offense this season. They'll have a 2nd down snap for the first time tonight. 2nd and 8, leading by 8. Counter play back to the near side. Collins steps through and dives inside the 35. Down to about the 34. That's 4 yards for Collins, the only senior in the backfield. A lot of juniors. Harrison Booth, Jace Boswell, Caleb Hernandez, Matt Lears. Jaden Fletcher missed last week's game and is questionable here tonight, but may not play in this game as well. Lears gets the snap in the pistol formation, gives it to Booth, and Gary gets a couple, but short of a 1st down. That was a 3rd and 4. Booth gains a couple. Good job by the big Nicholas Noriega, 6'2", 240-pound senior. So he's the one big guy they have on the defensive line. He made that tackle, and Holton's got a 4th down and 2.
Much better job by Santa Fe Trail the last two plays here to stop Holton with short gains. They're going to have to go for it here on a 4th and 2 to keep the drive alive.
From the Trail 32, it's the option play again, and Lears has an opening and keeps it a 1st down and more. He's to the 20-yard line, back to the middle at the 15-10, spun at the 5, but stays on his feet, takes it in for his 2nd touchdown of the night. Matt Lears, 32 yards.
He's had two carries and two touchdowns, and that one on fourth and two, with Lears making a couple men miss and Holton doubling their lead.
You're seeing Santa Fe Trail really load up the box between the tackles, and you knew that Holton probably was going to go back to that option play on the fourth down because they had such success with it on the first drive. Once again, all kinds of running room, another good block, and again, the vision of Lears almost identical to his first touchdown run, except 10 yards further. This one goes from 32. The Wildcats tack on another touchdown.
Two-point conversion try. Collins and Booth are the running backs. It's Collins that gets it. Same play, left side, off tackle, and into the end zone. Two-point conversion run. Collins has a couple of those, and Matt Lears has two touchdowns, and Holton has an early 16-0 advantage over Santa Fe Trail. We'll take another timeout and return in 30 seconds here on the local Sports Authority, KNZA.
Oh my God, Becky, look at those tires. They are so bad. I bet she thinks she can't afford them. But you know, I bet she hasn't called Wilson Tire. With multiple forms of financing and competitive pricing, they are sure to get your car on a safe set of tires without breaking the bank. So what are you waiting for? Give Matt and Terry a call at 785-362-8473 or check them out online at wilsontireks.com. When selection and service matter, call Wilson Tire.
103.9 FM KNZA.
.747 left here in the first quarter. Matt Lears to kick it off. Holton up 16-0. This kick in the air and a little bit deeper. Santa Fe Trail will field it inside the 15, and now it's loose. It's picked up at the 12. Dancing around and slipping. No footing there. The ball came out. Holton says they've recovered the fumble as downfield to make the play. The Santa Fe Trail back was struggling there just to find his feet in the mud, and Holton has recovered the fumble. The Wildcat kick coverage has been fantastic all year. A lot of guys getting downfield there, and Holton will have the football now at the Santa Fe Trail 15-yard line after recovering the fumble.
It's hard to tell. It was either Eli Hallauer or Tucker Gilland, I believe. Three or six that got onto that one. I really couldn't tell who came away with it, but either way, the Wildcats with a golden opportunity to tack on another touchdown right away.
Lears wants to pass. Play action, looking into the end zone. He's got a man, floats it out, and it's dropped. Jake Zeller had a chance after three receiving touchdowns for the senior Jake Zeller last week. He couldn't quite hang on to that pass from Matt Lears, and it'll be second down now from the 15-yard line of the Chargers.
Wildcats go to the air after the big turnover. See that at all levels of football, the play-action pass, and missed opportunity there. Maybe could have been caught by Zeller for a touchdown.
Holton had four passing touchdowns last week. Here's the option to the near side. Lears this time going to get bottled up and will be cornered and taken down at about the 15-yard line. So it'll bring up third down. Holton's offense, four passing touchdowns last week. The Cats have thrown for 336 yards on the season. That's about 42 yards per week. A passing offense for Brooks Barta's double-tight wishbone team. Holton up 16-0 and now trying to capitalize on our first turnover of the night. It came on special teams. Matt Lears takes a pink rag from his pocket and says, this thing's wet and not doing any good. He throws it behind him, and now he rolls out the pass again. Sets hit from the backside. Ball come out, and they're going to say incomplete as Lears was attempting to throw but got hit from the backside on a third down and 10 as Santa Fe Trail came blitzing, and Lears lucky that was an incompletion and not an interception or a sack.
Yeah, they live to play another down. Now it's fourth down and 10. Haven't seen much of that. Usually when Lears has dropped back to pass, he's had time or been able to manipulate the pocket. It hasn't really taken hits as he's thrown the football, but that time really lucky that was ruled a pass and not a fumble as he was hit on the release.
Holton going for it on fourth down is the option play that Lears has scored twice on, and he has an opening again at the 15, the 10. He fights to get the first down at the 5, and he is into the end zone or out at the... No, he is in. The hands go up, and Lears sneaks it in for the third time. Give the kid a hat trick in less than 6 minutes of football. Lears has three rushing touchdowns now for the Wildcats as they go back to the option on fourth and 10, and Lears gets 15 to get 6 points.
Kind of feels like the Wildcats can run any play they want to run, and if they get into trouble, they can always go back to that option play right now because Santa Fe Trail has had to defend it three times And all three times it's went into the end zone for Lears.
Another two-point conversion try coming here as Holton leads 22-0. Lears in the pistol. Tristan McCammon with the snap. It's the option to the near side and the pitch to Booth, and he walks in untouched. Option to the short side of the field, and Gary Booth with the two-point conversion this time as Holton is ahead 24-0 here in the Week 9 postseason contest over Santa Fe Trail. Live on the Holton Channel tonight, streaming at msesports.net and the Holton Channel on Facebook, and we'll be back after this 30-second timeout here on FM 103.9 KNZA.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Lasting Impressions of Holton provides custom products to help you build your business image. Sports teams stand out and organizations shine. We offer screen printing, embroidery, banners, vinyl decals, and many other promotional products. Open Monday through Saturday in Holton or online at LastingImpressionsOfKS.com.
103.9 FM KNZA.
Welcome back with studio engineer Brian Hurt. Justin Fluke, Mike Tanking with you. Kyler Catherine's Cameron Mulroy as well. Holton kicking it off again. And this one will die inside the 5. Santa Fe Trail going to have to pick it up. And this time at the 10, the tackle will be made. Able to hold on to the football is Theron Birkenfeld. But Santa Fe Trail will be pinned deep and not much going right now for the Chargers. Let's get you caught up to date on the scoring drives. They're all brought to you by Wilson Tire. When selection and service matter, contact Matt and Terry at Wilson Tire in Holton and online at WilsonTireKS.com. Holton's first drive, 2 plays, 80 yards. Holton's second drive, 4 plays, 41 yards. Holton's third drive, 4 plays, just 15 yards. As Matt Lears has all 3 rushing touchdowns from 22 yards, from 32 yards, and the latest from 15 yards, as Holton has added a trio of 2-point conversions and now lead 24-0. They hand off to the near side for a trail and a couple yards up to the 12-yard line. Chargers from the Pioneer Conference in the white jerseys go to the tailback, Birkenfeld this time. And he gets a couple as the clock rolls under 6:25 and moving here in the first quarter. Holton has scored 3 times. This is just the second offensive possession that the Chargers have had here in this game. Starting deep in their own territory again. Sophomore quarterback will roll out to pass. Have some pressure and the ball a diving incompletion. As Andrew Williams getting to the quarterback, the pass was intended for Aiden Slavin. He's the senior. He has 15 catches on the season. One of 4 different guys that have at least 4 catches for Santa Fe Trail, with at least 8 catches for Santa Fe Trail this season. Incompletion stops the clock at 6:01. We're told this clock, if the game gets out of hand, may run, or this game could be called early tonight for several different reasons. It's a 3rd down and 8 for Santa Fe Trail. Ball fumbled and recovered by the Chargers in a gain of a couple up to the 15-yard line. Or did Holton get the football?
Holton got the ball.
So it was fumbled forward, and the Wildcats did recover. Second fumble and mistake by Santa Fe Trail, and the Wildcat defense has another takeaway.
Like an aborted snap or a bad snap, and kind of weird. Luke Edwards really didn't go after the football. The quarterback for Santa Fe Trail just kind of backed up, and Holton jumped on it at their 14-yard line. So another short field for the Cats coming up.
Last time their offense came on the field at the Trail 15, this time from the Trail 14-yard line. Half of the first quarter gone by. Again, we got started about 15 minutes late due to a medical emergency for one of the Santa Fe Trail student-athletes tonight. Here's a delay of game call as Holton took too much time getting the play call into the line of scrimmage. It'll cost them 5 yards, and now they'll have to snap it from the 19. Holton still ranked number 4 in the state, have not been able to move any higher despite staying undefeated all this season. There's a handful of teams still unbeaten in Class 3A. 1st and 15, the counter play. Gary Booth trying to bounce it outside. He gets away at the 20-15. Nice move at the 10. Back to the inside and into the end zone. Touchdown. Just a couple days before Halloween, it's
Gary taking it in. Rushing touchdown, number 7 of the season.
Love it. That's a great cut in the secondary by Garrison Booth. The Wildcats offense continuing to turn out first downs, continuing to get chunks of yards, and the weather really not slowing them down at all, and that's exactly what you want to see here as we start the playoffs in 2021.
Holton will try for another two-point conversion, and Lears will look to pass in the pocket, now being chased from behind. He throws back across his body and incomplete, a bit too high. It was Caden Jackson, the senior tight end, in the end zone there. Collins in the area as well. But after successful two-point tries with 3 running plays, Holton fails on the two-point pass play. And the score is now 30-0. The Wildcats lead the Santa Fe Chargers. They've capitalized on back-to-back turnovers with short fields against Santa Fe Trail. 30-0 as we head to another timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Bryce Barnett, Ag Loan Officer at Farmers State Bank.
In the last 2 years with Ag Real Estate, we've definitely come up with more products and services. We're very flexible on terms and payment dates, as well as making sure that payment fits around the producer. If they're working on selling cattle at a specific time during the year, we're going to make sure that payment due date coincides with when they're going to be getting that income.
That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Old Holton Wildcats, 6 minutes and 11 seconds into the start of this playoff game. Santa Fe Trails had trouble on kick returns, and this ball's loose again. Back at the 7-yard line, the Chargers will get there to get on it, and the return to the 10, but not much more as the Chargers have started their last 3 drives at the inside their own 20-yard line.
That special teams unit for the Holton Wildcats just flies down the football field ready to make a play. And you know, I think there's probably the ability for Matt Lears. We've seen it this year where he can put balls into the end zone, but I think they like the ball to bounce around down there for a little bit. Let those 11 crazy guys run down and make a hit, and this time drop the Santa Fe Trail return man inside the 15.
Last touchdown run for Gary Booth was 19 yards. And by the way, Tanking came up with that call 2 weeks ago. He's been waiting on that moment for a couple of weeks. Here's the give on a reverse play left side. And not a whole lot there, up to maybe the 13 for a gain of 1. The tailback, Theron Birkenfeld. So Tank and I are always trying to figure out creative ways for touchdown calls. There's no audio there going on the Holton channel is what I'm looking at. Is this come unplugged? Kyler, what happened to the audio? There we go. Something might have got bumped. We're back there with the audio on the Holton channel. Yeah, Tanky came up with that touchdown call 2 weeks ago and said, hey, week 9, it's got to be Scary Gary a couple of nights before Halloween. Here's the give left side again for Santa Fe Trail, the Birkenfeld, and tough sledding as Charlie Gilland there defensively for the Wildcats. Also, the far side corner was creeping towards the tackle. That's Jace Hallauer. Boy, Hallauer and Adcock have had some phenomenal weeks lately as Holton's defense has been picking pockets left and right. Had 3 more interceptions last week in the win against Jeff West. That final score was 54-0. Holton's second shutout of the season defensively. And now the Chargers face a 3rd-and-8 play here. No completed passes and 2 tries for Luke Edwards, the sophomore quarterback. He's got twins to the near side. A wing back that floats in motion and the handoff, but Holton is stuffing it at the line of scrimmage. Nowhere to go for Colton Warthen, the ball carrier that time, as Gary Booth, the linebacker, and Caden Jackson, his teammate, come to help on the stop. 4 new players come in for Santa Fe Trail. Looks like they'll punt it as facing 4th-and-6 here from their own 16-yard line.
So far, the Wildcats offensively have run 11 plays, 9 rushes for 149 yards, averaging almost 17 yards per carry. Santa Fe Trail has run 9 plays for a total of 12 yards.
Punt formation, and the punter is Thomas Bauman. High snap is over his head. It's in the end zone. Bauman picks it up, but in trouble, he'll be spun down. And now the ball came out, and Holton jumps on it. And instead of a safety, this looks to be a Holton touchdown. On special teams, the Wildcats do it again, and it's Caden Jackson, the senior for Holton, that covers up the loose pigskin in the end zone.
So a fumble on a kick return, another fumble on an offensive play, and now a punt snap that goes awry, and unable to keep a hold of the football was the punter in the end zone as he lost it, and the Wildcats landed on it. Touchdown, Caden Jackson.
I think Santa Fe Trail is wanting to know why he wasn't ruled down and it wasn't a safety, but the white hat right there on top of it says no, he was not down. That ball is live. Wildcats pounce on it and get a special team score.
0 yard, fumble recovery, touchdown for Caden Jackson. The two-point conversion option by Lears. He's going to keep it and get into the end zone to add two more points on as it is 38-0 now. Holton rolling Santa Fe Trail. 3 minutes and 30 seconds left to go here in the opening quarter as Holton scores again quickly and will kick it off when we come back. You're listening to Week 9 Playoff Football here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is your independent and locally owned pharmacy taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for Medical Pharmacy with online bill pay options as well. Offering COVID and flu vaccines too from local pharmacists you know like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical Pharmacy located adjacent to the hospital in Holton.
103.9 FM KNZA.
Holton set to kick it off now with a 38-0 lead over Santa Fe Trail. One of the only 3A games played on Thursday night. The rest of the 3A bracket starts their playoffs tomorrow. Lears' kick is inside the 15 and now picked up on the return, trying to get around the near side and doing so at the 20 to the 25. Nice return this time by Santa Fe Trail as Isaac Hook, the senior, able to get the ball quickly and get a little breathing room here on the near side. It'll be the best starting field position for Santa Fe Trail here tonight, but Holton up 38-0, and we've not played 9 minutes yet in this contest.
All on one side of the field, and special teams has been great. They now get a score on top of all the excellent play they've had so far here in the first quarter, and once again, great kick coverage. That tackle made by Eli Hallauer flying down the field, and once again, Santa Fe Trail starting deep in their own territory.
From their own 26 with 3:24 left in the first quarter. Sophomore Luke Edwards under center. Motion, he gives it on the reverse play to Hook, and he gets some positive yards to the 30 and up to the 32. Jace Boswell over there to make the tackle for the Wildcats defensively. Holds it in the 3-4 front with very aggressive linebackers that fly to the football. Chargers with their best starting field position, though, here. And then a gain of 6, one of their best offensive plays of the night there on first down. See if Santa Fe Trail can get something positive going. Mentioned 5 turnovers last week in their tight loss to Perry LeCompton. And they've already turned it over 3 times here tonight. Twice on special teams plays. It's 2nd down and 4. Chargers in the home, or in the visiting whites, going left to right. Edwards hands it off on a delay, trying to get to the far side is Worthen, and he dives up to the 35. Will be short of a first down. It's a gain of about 3. Lucas Adcock, Dalton Roush. Roush, one of the few sophomores out there for the Wildcats, at least as far as starters go, and making that tackle, it'll bring up a short 3rd and 2 here for the Chargers.
So far, no first downs for Santa Fe Trail. Is just unable to move the sticks and eat some clock. It's just been 3 and out, punt, turnovers.
Edwards gives this to Worthen, who's met with a great big bear hug by Andrew Williams. He spins him down for a loss. And it'll be 4th down as Andrew Williams beat his man at the line of scrimmage. This Holton Wildcat defense now has 31 tackles for a loss this season. 15 of those have been registered sacks for the Wildcat defense. Great one-on-1 play by Williams. A couple yards backwards, and now it's 4th down and a long 3.
Yeah, that front 3 definitely has the size. We've kind of questioned, can they get back to the passer if you're facing a spread team? That time Williams getting into the backfield and making the tackle for loss.
Give it left side, trying to get around the corner on 4th down and 3, and diving close to the sticks is Birkenfeld. We'll see where they spot him here. Doesn't look like he got it as he tried to move that ball forward, diving out of bounds to get close to the sticks, but it looks like he's a yard short. That was 4th and 3, and indeed, the Holton Wildcat defense has held again. So still without a first down, Santa Fe Trail will turn the football back over to Holton with a minute 22 left here in the first frame.
A lot of pride taken on that defensive side of the ball. You know, it's kind of like when you're pitching a shutout late in the game. You don't want to give up that first down. It's a fourth down play. Once again, the Wildcats get the stop on fourth down and get the offense on the field. Probably going to start seeing some different faces. It looks like actually Jake Zeller is going to go in at quarterback right now.
Yeah, a game with these weather conditions that you don't want to take any chances that you don't have to, right? Number one priority for Holton, especially up 38-0 in the first quarter, is to get out of here healthy. And they'll have an extra day of preparation going into next week. They'll face the winner of Sabatha Perry next week in round two of the playoffs as Zeller gives to the fullback. And then breaking out is Boswell. He's free at the 20 and takes it in for the touchdown. Jace Boswell busted up the middle 36 yards on the rushing touchdown. Boswell, sixth of the season. And Holton has not needed more than four plays now to score on five different offensive possessions.
This is getting into some territory that I don't know if we've ever seen before, partner. 44 points in the first quarter. The Wildcats have run 12 offensive plays, and five of them have went for touchdowns, and they've got a special team score.
Two-point try, and the give is to Booth. And he dove. Did he get there? See the hands of the officials. Yes, he is in. Two-point conversion is successful. So eight more points for Holton, and now the score is 46-0. We're still in the first quarter as Holton is rolling here in week number 9. We'll return after a 30-second timeout on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Even though we don't know what life has in store for our homes or autos, we can still prepare. Introducing the Damage Doesn't Have to Be Too Damaging policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. For details, contact me, Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302, or stop by and see us on the Holton Square today.
KNZA.
Look, Mike Tanky back with you. It is all Wildcats, 46-0, as Lears kicks it off after the latest touchdown, 36-yard run by Jace Boswell. Santa Fe Trail fielded this one in the air, breaking one tackle and stumbling up across the 30-yard line. Nice job by Kyle Strother, the sophomore. And Santa Fe Trail will continue to look for their initial first down in this game. And if you're just joining us, the kickoff was delayed by nearly 20 minutes, more than 15 minutes tonight, as one of the Santa Fe Trail student-athletes passed out without contact during the pregame warm-ups. Was down on the field for quite some time, and the ambulance came and has taken him to Topeka. So we continue to have thoughts and prayers to that young man and his medical presence a part of this one here tonight. Here's the give left side around the corners, Birkenfeldt. And Holton has a lot of blue jerseys to the football. They'll make the stop after a short gain of a couple as we roll under a minute left now here in quarter number one. Santa Fe Trail has went for it twice in their own territory on fourth down and not converted. And Holton has had a lot of short fields because of those two stops on fourth downs and a couple takeaways by their defense as well. Chargers begin this drive at their own 30-yard line and now facing second down and 8. Wind continues to howl out of the north. Here's a pass play. Edwards looking near side, floats it, and it's incomplete in the flat intended for Kyle Strother. And the passing game tough tonight with the wind and the wetness. It is 0-for-3 now passing for Luke Edwards.
That's a crosswind straight out of the north. As we look at the flagpole, that flag is out straight, right in the face of the press box. And that pass was with the wind, but you've got that crosswind. Just almost impossible to pass the football in these conditions.
Third down and 8.
as they get the football tried off. This entire half has taken place on the left side of the field, and if you look over there, that side of the field is chewed up. You look to the right side, hey, doesn't look too bad. Yet, we still have three quarters, so I'm sure there'll be some action down there.
So third down and 8 here for Edwards and company. Santa Fe Trail will fake the handoff and look to pass. Edwards is set, has time, but the ball thrown too high over the intended receiver on the near sideline. Aiden Slavin was the target. And on fourth down and 8, Santa Fe Trail may be forced to punt it again here as the incompletion stops the clock once more. Still with 22 seconds left in the first quarter. Pretty sure, Tank, that Holton has never scored 46 points in one quarter of varsity football.
Boy, I'd have a hard time believing this. They have. That is a lot of points for anybody to score in a quarter.
They're going to go for it on fourth down and 8 from their own 32. And they give it left side. Birkenfeld is hit in the backfield and pushed back as the cavalry arrives and takes down Birkenfeld. Cattrell slowing up the play. Andrew Williams, Charlie Gillen, and Caleb Hernandez all getting out there as well. It is a turnover on downs for Santa Fe Trail, and Holton will start in Charger territory again from the 32-yard line.
And they might have a chance to put over 50 on the board in this quarter if they want to, as they've got one more play left before the quarter is over.
Their last two offensive possessions, Tank, have only lasted one play.
Yeah.
One play, touchdown run, Gary Booth. One play, touchdown run, Jace Boswell. Some backup starting to come in. Caleb Hernandez is checked into the backfield. Jace Hollauer is now the fullback, and at QB is Jake Zeller. From the Santa Fe Trail 32 on first down, Zeller will give Hernandez right side, made a man miss. He's hit but drags a defender down near the 20 and a first down carry of about 12 yards that looks to take us to the end of the first quarter. Ja'Kari Washington, Dallas Pittaway, and different linemen and substitutions continuing to come in. Gary Booth is out. I suspect most of the Holton starters are probably done for the evening, as Holton just going to try to stay healthy. They will have a rematch no matter what next week against either Sabetha or Perry LeCompton. Sabetha and Perry LeCompton, by the way, is right here on KNZA tomorrow night. Johnny Kane will have the call. The game is at Perry. First meeting between those big seven league clubs this season. And Holton will probably have a few fans there, and it'll be broadcast here on KNZA and on the Sabetha channel as well, as Holton will await the winner of that Sabetha-Perry matchup tomorrow night for their second round playoff fate. We'll take a timeout, one quarter complete, a dominating 12 minutes for the Holton Wildcat to lead Santa Fe Trail by a score of 46-0 here on KNZA.
Push more, pull more, lift more, and save more with a new Mahindra tractor right now at Heinen Repair. Take advantage of cash discounts and low interest or no interest financing up to 84 months available with approved credit. See Heinen for details. Mahindra is the official tractor of Tough, and you're tough too. Sounds like we have a lot in common. Save big on Mahindra at Heinen Repair. Lots more there than just repair. Shop in-store or online at HeinenRepair.com.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
KNZA.
Holton starts the second quarter from the 20-yard line. First play of the second quarter, Holton from the 20-yard line, giving it to Ja'Kari Washington, who scored two varsity touchdowns last week and then ran for over 300 yards and four touchdowns Monday in the JV game at Jeff West. So Ja'Kari Washington out there with Caleb Hernandez. Here's a second down play for the Cats. And they give to the fullback, and Jace Hollauer is free at the 10-5 into the end zone. Touchdown! Jace Hollauer with the touchdown. It's a 17-yard run. Hollauer's third rushing touchdown of the year as Holton goes up 52-0.
Hollauer now carrying the ball 21 times on the year, three touchdowns. Feels like he finds the end zone when he gets his hands on the ball, and going to get a few carries here with the second string. Wildcats put another touchdown on the board, and the clock will continue to run
from here on out.
They've announced a running clock through the remainder of the game. And Zeller looking to pass it here. Two-point conversion, fakes, now throws back to the middle and incomplete. Trail had good coverage on Caden Jackson, who was the target, but a 17-yard run by Jace Hallauer for the touchdown. As Holton, another scoring drive that didn't need to cover much yardage, 32 yards, and they do it in just two plays. No good on the try, leaving the score at 52-0. Again, not a lot of area games going on tonight, especially in 11-man action. There's most all of the 8-man games going on tonight. Playoff contest earlier on our sister station, 92.1. Johnny Kane had the call as Axtell won at halftime over Beloit St. John Tipton. That final score was 48-0, so Axtell remains undefeated in rolls. Hanover leading Osborne. This is a bit of a surprise. 24-0. Hanover would play Axtell next week. They lost to Osborne earlier this season, but they are winning so far here tonight. Trying to get you some other eight-man scores throughout the evening. Our scoring updates are all sponsored by Holt House Auto House in Fairview, and it's time to update your vehicle. Call Joe and the crew, Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Ball is free, now picked up by Isaac Hook on the return at the 15. Made one man miss. Flag on the play as he's pushed back to the 10. Ashton Schrick and a name tanking called earlier, Eli Hallauer, downfield on special teams for the Wildcats. We'll check the penalty flag here. We've only had a couple of those in the contest thus far.
Looks like it's going to be against Santa Fe Trail, and they'll march it back half the distance to the goal from the end of that run.
Get a running clock through the remainder of this half, so the clock will roll here close to 9 minutes, and the Chargers will be backed up deep in their own territory. Actually, not quite as deep as Holton declines the penalty. That's just a sportsmanship move there as the Wildcats continue to make substitutions, get the starters off the field and out of the game. Holton's been battling some sickness, of course, a few injuries, and the weather tonight, and just trying to survive in advance, certainly here in the postseason. Santa Fe Trail from their own 17-yard line. Keep it on the ground. And a gain of a couple yards. As that was Darren Birkenfeld. Kind of been the workhorse, getting most of the carries for the Chargers. That's his eighth carry of the game. A couple more yards gives him 15 total yards. And that's about all the Santa Fe Trail offense in this contest.
Yeah, they got Colton Warthen with 5 carries, 5 yards. Isaac Hook, 1 carry for 6 yards. Not much going on.
2nd and 8. Edwards, the QB, gives it right side. And tackle maybe in the backfield for a 1 yard loss as Birkenfeld, again, the ball carrier.
Said that earlier this season, Santa Fe Trail had a game where they started 14 sophomores.
Yeah.
Young team. Young, undersized team. Coach Duncan said they play hard.
Turnovers have been a problem as well. They've turned it over more than 15 times this season. 5 of those coming last week in the loss to Perry LeCompton. 3rd down and about 9 after that loss of 1. Edwards under center in the wing T offense. He gives it straight ahead and to the 20-yard line for a gain of 2, but well short of a 1st down. Jake Zeller up to make the tackle. The ball carrier was Colton Warthen, but just nowhere to go for this Charger offense, not getting any kind of push. Holton winning the battle in the trenches, linebackers making plays, and Santa Fe Trail going to be forced to send the punt team on here facing 4th and 6.
Again, we talk about the size of Santa Fe Trail, or lack thereof, and Holton's got their second-string guys on defense. Those guys are pretty good size as well, and the field is tough as far as the conditions are concerned, and so leverage really a hard thing for the offensive lines, and when you're smaller, it makes it that much tougher.
Bauman's first punt attempt had the ball go over his head. This one's a good snap, and he gets it away. Hernandez is back deep, but the punt's angled to the near sideline, and it rolls back in Holton's favor after hitting at the 35. The Wildcats are going to start again in Santa Fe Trail territory at about the 33-yard line as Holton leads 52-0. Running clock, so we're under 6.5 minutes left to go here until the break. At halftime, we'll get you the first half statistics. They're brought to you by NEK Tax Services in Whiting. For year-round tax help that goes beyond tax preparation, visit NEK Tax Services and Accounting in Whiting. First down and 10, Holton, from the officially 34-yard line. Now the third quarterback of the game. It's Ashton Schrick in there, and a penalty flag before he was able to hand it off to sophomore Rylan Ammon.
This will be a false start against the Wildcats. Their second penalty for 10 yards. Had a delay of game earlier on. And looks like this is all backups, all second string guys, third string guys. Everybody's going to get an opportunity tonight for the Wildcats.
Ashton Schrick, a junior, third different quarterback following Lears and Zeller. And another flag here. This one's an encroachment, so 5 yards back and 5 yards ahead. The 52-0 game. Braden Binkley is in at one tight end. Sam Miller is in at the other. Page and Sam Spiker. Brody Page, Sam Spiker are the two guards. Here's the give to the fullback. And a gain of 3 down to the 30-yard line as Jace Hollauer has scored a touchdown on the previous Wildcat possession. Game number 300 for Coach Brooks Barta here tonight. He's trying to get win number 244. That's about 82% win percentage. And even better in the postseason. Here's 2nd and 6, right side. And Hernandez gets through. He spun close to a first down from the 25 down near the 23-yard line. Some of those white jerseys of the Santa Fe Trail Chargers are looking a little bit brown at this point as Hernandez does get enough to move the sticks for Holton.
Hernandez, one of those guys that just good depth in that backfield. You know, not a guy that carries the ball a lot, but a smooth runner, sure hands. Seems to always finish runs well.
Kari Washington back out there in the backfield, and he'll get the carry. Left side, a burst of speed down inside the 20, close to the 17. Kari Washington gaining almost 5 yards there on first down as we're under 4 minutes to go here in the first half. Running clock throughout this second quarter as Holton had a lead of 46-0 after 12 minutes tonight. After 12 and a half minutes, they were ahead 52-0. Now second down and a long 5 for Schrick and company in the pistol. He gets the snap, fakes to the fullback, gives to Hernandez. Following a block, bouncing it outside. He's at the 10 and drags a defender for a first down. Tackle made for Santa Fe Trail by a freshman, Tyler Bolt. They start one freshman, actually, and have a few others that play on top of all the sophomores that we've mentioned for this team. I think Coach Jason Duncan says in the next year or two, we should not only be competitive, but have a chance to be a really good football team. Goal to go now for the Cats. And Schrick will hand it to the second, or the fullback, rather, and it's Hollauer taking it in for another touchdown. 7 yards on Jace Hollauer's second straight touchdown run. Wildcats lead 58-0 as they are having their way here in week number 9.
And in doing it on that drive with basically the JV offense, like seeing that if you're a Holton Wildcat fan, is getting some varsity reps in the elements, able to take care of the football, didn't see the football on the turf, and able to punch one into the end zone once they get into the red zone.
2-point try from the far hash. Schrick will give it to Tucker Gilliland, who's going to be tackled at about the 1. So no good on another 2-point try, but Holton is leading 58-0 here over Santa Fe Trail. We'll take a timeout, thank some of our sponsors, and return in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Holton Community Hospital announces Dr. Manadar Lakala, MD, is now offering oncology and hematology services in the specialty clinic. Dr. Lakala treats patients with various types of cancers and those with blood-related disorders, clotting problems, or bleeding issues. Dr. Lakala takes specific interest in treating patients with breast and lung cancer and places great focus on improving their outcomes with the quality care you've come to expect at Holton Community Hospital and Family Medicine Clinic. For more info, call the specialty clinic at Holton Community Hospital and count on care close to home.
KNZA.
Along with studio engineer Brian Hurt, he does the morning show there by 5 a.m. He's running high school football on a special Thursday night on KNZA Radio after 8 o'clock. Appreciate the dedication of our radio staff as the Holton Wildcats kick it off, leading 58-0 here against Santa Fe Trail. This ball returnable at the 20 to the 30. And taking a hit is Kyle Strother. And Santa Fe Trail will get a chance for maybe a play or two. The clock continuing to run, even during that timeout. We're now down to about 30 seconds left to go here until halftime, and we'll see what happens at that point.
Once again, Eli Hollauer down the field to make that tackle. He's been in on, like, every other special team's tackle.
He's got some wheels.
Yeah.
He's the fourth-string quarterback. We've seen him last week throw a 60-yard touchdown pass for the Wildcats. We've used three quarterbacks so far here tonight. Santa Fe Trail's got 6 seconds to get this snap off here before halftime. And they will do that and give it up the middle. And the fullback with nowhere to go. Colton Worthen tackled right there near the line of scrimmage. So halftime is here. We're going to find out what the plan is going forward, but Holton in control. It is 58-0 over Santa Fe Trail. As we will head to the break, first half statistics and much more coming up here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Mark Starr at GN Bank. We support you as you turn goals into accomplishments. That might be purchasing your first car, opening a small business, buying a home, harvesting that bumper crop, or preparing for a new life after retirement. GM Bank is here for all your life's milestones. We strive and will continue to strive to be your best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank, with locations in Holton, Hiawatha, Horton, and Wetmore. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Don't let worrying about the weather bother your peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas today. Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights can provide you with protection for the hay and grazing part of your operation. Pasture, rangeland, and forage sales closing date is December 1st. Call Midwest Crop Insurance at 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance is an equal opportunity provider. Call them today for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call 785-334-2767.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing support and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
When you want tires, you want top brands at rock-bottom prices. So in the Holton area, you got to get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. The others with a similar name are not the same. If your tire shop doesn't have Direct in the name, you'll pay too much. For unbeatable prices and unbeatable service, head to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 5 minutes west of Holton.
There's only one, Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
KNZA.
Welcome back. We are at halftime. Justin Fluke alongside Mike Tanking. Our halftime score is Holton 58-0 over Santa Fe Trail. All Wildcats here tonight in week number 9. Quick recap of the first half. Holton got the football, and it took him 2 plays before Matt Lears on a 22-yard touchdown run. 2-point conversion by Connor Collins made it 8-0. Santa Fe Trail turned it over on downs, and Holton would get it at the Trail 41. 4 plays later, Matt Lears back into the end zone on a 32-yard touchdown run, and Collins' 2-point conversion made it 16-0. On the ensuing kickoff, Santa Fe Trail fumbled the football, and Holton would get another possession starting at the Charger 15-yard line. The very next offensive play was another Matt Lears rushing touchdown, and Holton was up 24-0 after a 2-point run by Gary Booth. as if the fumble on the kick offense wasn't enough. They fumbled on the kickoff as well. Holton's next touchdown, just a one-play drive and a rushing touchdown for Gary Booth from 19 yards out. Santa Fe Trail would go three and out, punting on their next possession, and Holton would get quickly back into the end zone. Actually, on that punt, I beg your pardon, the punt snap went over the head of the punter, and it was knocked free from the punter, and they're covered by Caden Jackson for a Holton touchdown. Two-point run by Matt Lears, 38-0 after that botched punt. Santa Fe Trail would turn it over on downs again, leaving Holton a short field. Very next offensive play, a Jace Boswell 36-yard touchdown run to make it 46-0 at the end of the first quarter. Santa Fe Trail did not pick up a first down in the entire first half. Holton, meanwhile, added a pair of second-quarter touchdowns, again with short fields going just 32 yards and 34 yards for their two scoring drives in the second quarter. The touchdowns were both by senior Jace Hallauer in that second stanza, one from 17 yards out and then a 7-yard touchdown with just under 3 minutes to go till the break, and Holton with a 58-0 advantage here at halftime. Well, it's been a while since we've seen a game lopsided as much as this one at Tank, and anything that could go wrong for Santa Fe Trail has gone wrong. I mean, they've not been able to move the football. They certainly have not been able to stop Holton. They've turned it over. Special teams has been a struggle as well. Wildcats have just had their way. Boy, 58-0, pretty dominating start here tonight.
Yeah, just it started early, and Holton just continued to pour it on and just executed. They did what they needed to do, and we don't have to go into it too much in detail, but obviously Santa Fe Trail playing with a lot of things on their minds right now, and you could see that. And a young team in an environment where the elements are already not real great to play in, on the road against truly a favorite in Class 3A this year, and so the odds were already stacked against them, and then things just started to unwind pretty quickly in the first half there, and Holton continued to take advantage, and good for them. They got some younger kids on the field as well. The clock will run the entire second half. We just got word there'll be two 10-minute quarters for the second half as opposed to two 12-minute quarters, and the clock, again, will continue to run for the rest of this one. But the Wildcats, just sharp. You know, they did not turn the football over, but they also didn't put the ball on the field. They really did a good job converting when they needed to and just looked sharp, and that's what you hope to see in this situation if you're a Wildcat fan. Want to start the playoffs off in style, want to start off with a big win and look good doing it, and they certainly have done that here in the first half.
We'll get you some Holt House Auto House scoring updates as well on our halftime show. Let's take another quick break. It's a shortened halftime and then a very short final second half coming up. As Tank mentioned, 10-minute third quarter, 10-minute fourth quarter, and a running clock. So those quarters will literally take 10 minutes with the running clock, and we'll be done here tonight. Some scores to pass along, and when we come back, we will check all the first half statistics, mind-boggling numbers for the Wildcats, even with short fields. Let's take another time out here on our halftime show. This is KNZA FM 103.9, Hiawatha.
At Rainbow, we understand that connections are important. You can count on Rainbow for consistent, reliable services that deliver innovative, essential connections to improve your life. With the number of connected devices in your home increasing, so should your internet speed. Visit Rainbow's online interactive broadband calculator at rainbowtel.net to find the best internet plan for your household.
A successful team is one that is dedicated, passionate, and hardworking. The team at NEK Tax Services in Whiting brings that approach with each client they encounter. Jacob Yinks, Courtney Brockhoff, and Megan Bodenhausen work together each day to provide the highest quality of service to our clients. If you're looking for a tax professional to help with your tax situation, give us a call at 785-873-3414 or visit us at nektax.com.
Attention, healthcare workers. Is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At The Pines in Holton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, The Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in two locations, The Pines offers a more relaxing and slower-paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at The Pines in Holton. Our family caring for yours.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Justin Fluke, Mike Tanking back with you. Our studio engineer is Brian Hurt on the production for the Holton Channel tonight with the live online stream, Kyler Catherins and Cameron Mulroy. Our score here at the break, Holton 58-0 against Santa Fe Trail. And it's time now for our first half statistics. You heard from Jacob Yingst a moment ago, NEK Tax Services in Whiting. Tank, how about the first half statistics here tonight?
Yeah, they go like this. We'll start with Holton. The Wildcats finished the first half with 11 first downs. They have 254 yards rushing on 18 carries, averaging 14.1 yards per carry. Passing the football, they were 0 for 2, so the Wildcats finished the first half with 254 yards of offense. Holton had no turnovers in the first half, and they had two penalties for 10 yards. Individually, the Wildcats led on the ground by Jace Boswell. He has 3 carries for 91 yards and a touchdown. Matt Lears has 4 carries for 69 yards and 3 touchdowns. Caleb Hernandez has 3 carries for 32 yards. Jace Hollauer has 3 carries for 28 yards and 2 touchdowns. Garrison Booth has 2 carries for 21 yards and a touchdown. Jakari Washington has 2 carries for 9 yards. And Connor Collins has 1 carry for 4 yards. Passing the football, Matt Lears was 0 for 2. Through the air. For Santa Fe Trail, the Chargers finished the first half with no first downs. They had 27 yards rushing on 17 carries, averaging just over a yard and a half per carry. Passing the football, they were 0 for 4, so Santa Fe Trail has 27 yards of offense here at halftime. Santa Fe Trail turned the ball over 3 times. Those were 3 fumbles. 2 of those came on special teams, and they had 2 penalties for 10 yards. Individually, Chargers led on the ground by Theron Birkenfeld. He has 9 carries for 14 yards. Colton Worthen has 7 carries for 7 yards, and Isaac Hook has 1 carry for 6 yards. Passing the football, Luke Edwards was 0 for 4. Your halftime score, Holton 58, Santa Fe Trail nothing, and we'll have a running clock here in the second half as everybody tries to get home and get warmed up after this cold one here from Holton on Thursday night.
Couple quick scoring updates from Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Told you Axe to one tonight, 48-0 over Beloit St. John Tipton. Also Thunder Ridge defeated Onega 62-16. Frankfurt leading late 60-40. Frankfurt leading Lakeside Downs. You got a couple other ones. Go ahead, Tank. Jump right in.
Little River defeats Valley Falls 60-0. You get the Thunder Ridge Onega score, 62-16, Thunder Ridge, and you gave the Axtell score. Did you give the Canton Galva Donovan West score?
Hanover did beat Osborne 24-6.
Canton Galva defeats Donovan West 60-14 in 8-man football. So a lot of 8-man games here tonight on Thursday.
Yeah, most of the 8-man games. The only other 11-man game in our area tonight was Jeff West playing at Osawatomie. Haven't heard an update on that one. But, of course, we'll have lots more football tomorrow night, including the Sabetha Perry LeCompton game here on Kansaland Radio. So Holton wins here tonight. They will face either Sabetha or Perry LeCompton, which will be a rematch from earlier this season. That game will be next Friday night. That should be a pretty good game. Sabetha and Perry LeCompton have not played yet this season, but they got some pretty good history going back to Sabetha's 2 state championship years. They had to beat Perry LeCompton twice each of those 2 years, and all 4 games were at Sabetha. They had some spirited contest back then, so that should be a good one tomorrow night to see who faces the Wildcats in the regional round next week.
Of course, that game will be at Holton as the higher seed hosts both the first and second rounds of the playoffs, and then after that, they go to the formula, which is team that has hosted less playoff games to that point will get to host. If both teams have hosted the same amount of playoff games to that point, they go to the East-West formula. And this year, that is it sectionals that come right before Substate Blue?
Yes, regional and sectional.
Regional and sectional. So the sectional game will be to the West. So there's really a pretty good chance if Holton were to win that their sectional game would be at home. And Substate, potentially, if they were fortunate enough to win that one, would very likely be on the road as it would go back east for Substate.
All right, so that's our halftime show. It was a quick one tonight. It's brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway K-16. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. A 110% price match guarantee. Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton. Our halftime show. I'm cutting you a break short, hurt, but we'll catch up on that as soon as we can, as we're going to have a 10-minute third quarter here with a running clock. So these next 10 minutes... we'll wrap up the third quarter, and we have a freshman kicker now, Bodie Dillon, into the game for Holton. He will kick off. Santa Fe Trail set to receive the second half kickoff, and a squib by Dillon that is fielded at the 27, coming to the near side and across the 35. Nice return for Landon Watkins, still on his feet, getting to the 40 before Wildcats bring him down. That's JV and freshman players out there for Holton with their starters done for the night. The Wildcats, at the end of the first quarter, led 46-0, and they lead 58-0 coming in here to quarter number three. See if Santa Fe Trail can muster something offensively. As Tank mentioned, certainly tough to focus and play hard and even think about football with one of their teammates going down during pregame warm-ups. First and 10 here for Santa Fe Trail from the 40-yard line. They'll give it to Birkenfeld around the end on the left side. And there's a first down and more at the 50 to the 40, 30. Far sideline at the 20. Chased by Ashton. Trick is going to get him out at about the 5. Kyler Jackson chasing as well, but a 55-yard run. And Theron Birkenfeld comes out of halftime for Santa Fe Trail. And
ball right there on top of the tire tracks where the ambulance was at earlier tonight, and kind of fitting their biggest run of the night. 55 yards by Theron Birkenfeld, and almost into the end zone for a touchdown. It's first and goal. Santa Fe Trail gets their first down of the night.
Goal to go here from the 5-yard line as Edwards gives to Birkenfeld again, and he shifts his way into the end zone for a touchdown. 5-yard touchdown run for Theron Birkenfeld. That's his 6th rushing touchdown of the year. You have to feel good with Santa Fe Trail having something to at least be a positive for them here tonight.
Especially, we talk about the young kids. You always want to see a team in a playoff situation like this, something positive to build off of. You don't want that bad taste in your mouth. That's going to be a tough taste in your mouth either way, no matter how this game ends here, but you want some positive things to build on, and certainly a nice run there, and then they finish it off with a touchdown inside the red zone.
Now they will try for a 2-point conversion after the Theron Birkenfeld touchdown run. Nope, they're going to kick it, excuse me. Good kicker as mentioned, 3-time All-Leaguer, Blake Boosing. Good snap and hold, and the kick is blocked. Look like Ashton Trick got there to block it, the Wildcat junior. And the score will remain 58-6 now in favor of the Wildcats. Let's go ahead and take that final timeout that we missed of the halftime break. Hurt will step away here with the running clock in this third quarter and hold it in control over Santa Fe Trail on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
First of all, we have a website, holthouseautohouse.com. Go on there and see what we've got for inventory. And if it's not something we have, tell me about what you're looking for. I still run the finder service. We sell quite a few every month that we have to go out and find for people, and it's service that we do. There's no extra charge. We just try to get you what you need and what you want and be fair about it.
Online at HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today?
After I drop the kids off, I have to run across town for a meeting, hit the gym during lunch. Jake has soccer tonight, and Emily has gymnastics? Oh, did I turn on the crock pot this morning?
With a never-ending to-do list, it's easy to forget something important, like setting up a life insurance plan with Shelter Insurance. Your local Shelter agent can show you how to create a safety net for your family. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Call your local Shelter agents, Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
Eli Hallauer, Eli Hallauer has been making tackles on kickoffs all night. Now he gets a chance to return one as the Holton sophomore with a nice return up across the 40-yard line. And Holton will have Eli Hallauer out there, their fourth different quarterback of the night, to direct the offense, leading 58-6 with the running clock here and just over 5 minutes left to go now in this third quarter. Hallauer will have Ja'Kari Washington, Tucker Gilliland in the backfield with him. It's Gilliland that gets the carry, bouncing off a defender and up to the 45. Tucker gains close to 5 yards there. Another Wildcat junior as Coach Ryan Meerpool steps out to relay the play call. The O coordinator to Eli Hallauer and all JV and freshman guys now for the Wildcats. Holton will be 9-0, matching their win total from last season. 9-2 they finished up. Here's a give left side to Rylan Ammon, another sophomore who gains about 3 more yards and will set up a third down and short. Holton missing a few guys again here tonight. We talked about the injuries, some illness, some sickness. They have some guys in street clothes that were close contacts that haven't practiced the last day or two, and some that are even playing it safe tonight at home. So Holton's biggest key now is to get healthy going into next week. Hallauer struggles to get this handoff after a low snap. He did, but going nowhere was Ja'Kari Washington. For progress, he'll still lose a yard. And it'll be 4th-and-4 for Holton now at their own 46-yard line.
Yeah, that snap just mishandled a little bit through the timing off on the play. But still not fumbling the football. That's, again, the Wildcats, even in these conditions, even their second-string guys and now some third-string guys, pretty sharp.
4th down, and Holton will go for it. Under 3.5 to go here in the running quarter, 3rd frame. Clock moving. 4th and 4. Hallauer gets it on the option play. He's in trouble, but gets the pitch. Oh, and Gillen got hit and will go down back at the 40 for a loss. Hallauer had to pitch it quickly, and right when Tucker Gillen took the pitch, he was tackled, and the Wildcats will turn it over on downs. Santa Fe Trail going to get their offense back out there, and a great defensive play by Colton Orthon, the sophomore for the Chargers.
And once again, some positive things for the Chargers as they only allow Holton to run 4 offensive plays. They get their offense right back on the field.
Long run by Theron Birkenfeldt set up his 5-yard touchdown run on the previous Charger possession. Santa Fe Trail with 2 victories this season, one of those by 1 point. And a handoff, twisting up the middle. It's the fullback Colton Worthen who made the great defensive play, getting this carry and taking it for about 6 yards. Inside the Holton 35-yard line. 12 years for Jason Duncan, 44 wins, but as we talked about earlier in the broadcast, a majority of those coming in the years 2014 through 2018. Last year, Santa Fe Trail finished with just 2 wins and 7 losses. Holton had some tight games against Santa Fe Trail. Not so much when they were in the Big 7 from 2010 to 2013, but some district and playoff matchups after that. Here's a big run by Wharton. He runs over a Wildcat at the 20, down to the 15, and a first down for Santa Fe Trail before Tucker Gilliland made the stop. But Worthen with a nice run there for the Chargers as they are back in the red zone on a second straight drive.
That'll go for 21 yards and a first down. Strong run there by him, running over a defender. He's now up to 34 yards rushing on 9 carries.
McGammon, Spiker, Page, trying to get some of the Holton defensive guys out there. Sam Miller on the defensive line as well. First down play here for the Chargers. And they give it back to Wharton, who's loose at the 10 to the 5 and short of the end zone. He'll be tackled at about the 1. Using some motion to set up a play straight up the middle. And a first down carry again, a gain of 12 for the Chargers. It'll be goal to go. Only maybe 15 players on the sideline, so a roster under 30 suited up for Santa Fe Trail tonight. They do start just 1 senior on offense, 3 on defense. A goal to go play and a give to Wharton straight ahead into the end zone. Touchdown. Santa Fe Trail has scored on two straight possessions. 1 yard touchdown run there by Colton Wharton makes our score 58-12 as the final seconds coming off the clock here in the third quarter.
Pretty fitting that he gets the touchdown run after a couple impressive carries on that drive. And once again, the Chargers put another touchdown on the board. As that'll be the last play of the third quarter, they'll finish this extra point real quick, and then we'll go to the fourth.
A 10-minute fourth quarter will take us to the end of the night with the Be Outdoors Real Estate postgame show wrapping up our broadcast tonight. Remember, whether you're buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Be Outdoors, the name to know. Two-point conversion, quarterback in trouble, and he'll be sacked by Kyler Jackson. Holton freshman taking down Luke Edwards all the way back near the 20-yard line as Edwards retreating and couldn't find an open man on the two-point try. Good defense by Kyler Jackson, who came on a blitz. And so the failed two-point try will leave our score 58-12. Holton in control. We owe you another timeout. We'll return after this here on the Holton Channel and FM 103.9 KNZA.
At Foster Ford and Holton, we know your time is valuable. To make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646, and we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton.
Oh my God, Becky, look at those tires. They are so bad. I bet she thinks she can't afford them. But you know, I bet she hasn't called Wilson Tire. With multiple forms of financing and competitive pricing, they are sure to get your car on a safe set of tires without breaking the bank. So what are you waiting for? Give Matt and Terry a call at 785-362-8473 or check them out online at WilsonTireKS.com. When selection and service matter, call Wilson Tire.
Your sports authority. Candleland Radio.
Welcome back. Fourth quarter underway. It'll be a 10-minute fourth quarter as the clock rolls, and the Holton Wildcats will get another try on offense with younger guys out there. Eli Hallauer at quarterback. 58-12 is our score. Justin Fluk, Mike Tanking with you. Kyler Catherins and Cameron Mulroy on the Holton Channel production tonight. Wildcats begin this drive at their own 30-yard line after taking a knee, recovering the kick. Hallauer will hand it off and nowhere to go. Maybe a yard loss as the ball carrier Rylan Ammon struggles to stay on his feet. Not much grass left on part of this field, although the rain has kind of subsided. We still have a gusty northerly breeze, but at least no moisture flying from the sky right at the moment.
Problem is the last 48 hours, that's about all we've had, and that is a saturated football field with a lot of grass between the hashes.
For sure. Hallauer will give to Jakari Washington. He's ankle tackled, tried to break free, but lost his balance as he gets up to the 34-yard line, gaining about 4 yards there. It'll be a third down play coming up for the Wildcats, who again will host Perry LeCompton or Sabatha next Friday night. Perry and Sabatha tomorrow evening. Several good games. You can check the whole lineup on MSCSports.net. Also tomorrow night after that Sabatha Perry game here on KNZA, we'll have the scoreboard show. No scoreboard show tonight, but a full Community National Bank High School scoreboard show tomorrow evening on the radio. Here's 3rd and 6. High snap through the hands of Hallauer. Can't find it. And at the 30-yard line, Hallauer tried to fall on it, and I think did, but lost the yardage that was gained on the previous play, bringing up a 4th and 10. And the Cats will go for it here with the running clock. Again, we're down close to 7.5 minutes now left to go in the contest. Hallauer on the option, in some trouble, pitches it, and around the corner at the 30, but well short of the first down. Holton will give it back to Santa Fe Trail as Kyler Jackson getting the pitch for Holton. So the freshman getting some opportunities here, making the most of them in this final half. But Santa Fe Trail will take back over on offense here at the Holton 32-yard line. They scored two touchdowns in the third quarter during that running 10-minute stanza. Running clock again here in the fourth. Chargers still with their first-team offense out there. Of course, JV and freshman seasons are all over. This is it. Varsity moving forward for teams in the Sunflower State. Gives straight ahead. Holton trying to rip the ball out. A nice takedown tackle made by Zach Carlson. He's a freshman. Like a steer there. Just picked him up and threw him to the ground after a gain of a couple of yards.
Yeah, stood up there. Good job by the defensive front and finished the play.
Getting hard to see numbers, too. A lot of mud on those white jerseys of the visiting Santa Fe Trail Chargers tonight. This ball's fumbled and covered up by one of the running backs. So Santa Fe Trail started to substitute a little bit as well.
That snap just squirted right out of the snapper's hands and back into the backfield on the ground.
I've misplaced through all the wind and rain tank my roster. That was number 27 for Santa Fe Trail. Here it is. Didn't have him on my two deep tonight, so they've gotten deeper down their lineup. That's sophomore Deacon Crumpton that was able to get on the ball. Crumpton is the running back now for the Chargers in the game. They face third down and 11. Holton ahead, 58-12. The Wildcats led 46-0 at the end of one quarter tonight. Up 58-0 at halftime. Now Santa Fe Trail's found success on their last couple offensive possessions, but third down and 11 here. Edwards still the quarterback and wants to throw. He's set and going deep, and he has a man, but it's underthrown, but still completed behind the defender and into the end zone. Touchdown, Santa Fe Trail. 33 yards on the touchdown pass. Tucker Gilland underneath, I think, thought he had a chance for an interception, but the ball ended up higher than he thought. Went over Tucker's head and right into the hands of Santa Fe Trail's Blake Slavin, a freshman, with the touchdown reception.
33 yards on that pass and catch, Justin.
First completion for Santa Fe Trail passing the football here tonight. They will try for the extra point with their all-league kicker, Blake Boosing. Last one was blocked on his attempt. Ashton Trick got a hand on that one. The Chargers late getting a guy out there on the field. The snap before everyone has set it ready, and Holton blows up the play before the placement was even down and the kicker had a chance. Kyler Jackson is sitting on the football. Another great play by Kyler Jackson. But after the touchdown by Santa Fe Trail, our score is Holton 58, Santa Fe Trail 18. We're under 4 minutes of a running clock left to go in this contest, and we'll be back in 30 seconds here on KNZA.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless, dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
Your home for Northeast Kansas sports. Your sports authority. Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back to Holton High School. Justin Flukmack tanking with you. Our studio engineer, Brian Hurt, tonight. We are out of the timeout and now down under 3 minutes left to go here in this contest as Holton will return the kickoff after the Santa Fe Trail touchdown. It's Eli Hallauer looking for a little room and falling into a big mud puddle at about the
6-yard line.
Justin, the Wildcats offense just joining us, racked up 254 yards of offense in the first half, and that was with short field after short field after short field. Averaged over 14 yards a carry in the first half, and running clock here in the second half. Haven't put up any yards, actually, in the second half. Holton only 8 yards of offense. The JV guys have a little bit of trouble getting going here in the third and fourth quarters.
Third possession for the Holton backups on offense here in the second half. They'll begin the drive at their own 35. Hallauer gets the good snap this time, gives to Jakari Washington, who's off left tackle for a couple yards. And here comes the 11 freshmen into the game that'll get a few offensive snaps to finish out the contest. Santa Fe Trellis scored the only 18 points of this second half. So Bodie Dillon will be the fifth different Holton quarterback to take a snap here in this game tonight after Matt Lears, Jake Zeller, Ashton Trick, Eli Hallauer, and now Bodie Dillon. Still double tight wishbone as Holton's been in throughout the last few weeks. And nothing there on the give to Zach Carlson. A fullback getting his first carry of the night. No gain, and it's third down and still about 9 yards to go here for the Cats. So Perrier's about the next week. It looks like potentially Girard, unless there's an upset maybe. A couple weeks down the road. You don't want to look too far ahead. It's a one-game season. You got to win in advance, but potentially Girard as Dillon picks up a low snap here and will get tackled back behind the 30-yard line. Officially a loss of about 6 yards on that busted play. We'll see if Holton runs one more on fourth down here. We're under 40 seconds to go. Girard, and then many teams think maybe Hayden, but they got a couple roadblocks on their side of the bracket before reaching sub-state here on the eastern side of Class 3A.
Frontenac and Hayden, and don't overlook Rock Creek. Rock Creek's not going to be a pushover in the second round for Hayden.
Holton a fourth down play here, and they give for a couple that looks like will end this contest.
You see the ball carrier take? Kyler Jackson, I think.
Yep, Kyler Jackson got that last carry, and that's the final score and the final play of the game. 58-18. Holton wins it by 40. They were up 58-0 at halftime. Set the starters, trying to keep everybody healthy and rested after that. So a wild night, and again, a heartfelt night, and certainly a tougher broadcast for us, as there was a lot of folks that were standing and sitting with upset stomachs during a 15-20 minute delay at the start of the broadcast tonight. Obviously, we're not going to disclose any names or any information about the injured Santa Fe Trail student athlete, but we can tell you that it was a very, very, very serious situation, and he was taken in an ambulance straight to Topeka when leaving the Holton football field. So that one of the biggest storylines of the night, and certainly has our prayers and thoughts with the athlete, the family, and the whole Santa Fe Trail community. I mean, let's just close that part, Tank, with one more thought. And I think at some point we need to tip our hat to this Charger team and their coaching staff and Jason Duncan, because the way things went down with that medical injury during the pregame, I didn't know if we would play tonight. I mean, I guess, you know, these kids wanted to come out, they wanted to play, and they came out, they played, they had some success, scored 18 points in the second half. But I think we got to give them some credit and congratulate them for just being able. I mean, it was a mental challenge for us to broadcast this game. I can't imagine being a coach or a teammate and having a player go down with a scary situation like that that happened before kickoff here tonight.
Yeah, it's just so, it's so much bigger than football.
Yep.
You know? And obviously the coaches there for Holton were expressing some concern, talking to the coaches for Santa Fe Trail after the game here, and you know they decided they wanted to play this football game, and you know they played for four quarters against a really, really good football team, and have nothing to be ashamed of with how they played.
You bet.
And now the attention turns to this young man and his family, and all we can do is pray at this point. And We'll get word, I'm sure, and let's just hope and pray that it's good news tomorrow, maybe later tonight, and you know we'll turn turn the page of the next week for football, and there's always going to be another day for football,
yep.
But it's you know it's so much bigger than football, and kudos to the staff and administrators and coaches that were down there to assist that young man. There were some medical personnel that were here early. The ambulance wasn't here yet. It was still 30 minutes before kickoff, at least, when this happened. And he was able to get the attention down on the field that he needed. And kudos to the staff that were able to do that and take care of him and put him in good hands. And I know some of those people personally that were down there on the field taking care of that with phone calls, getting people here and getting somebody to help. And just hope.
Scary.
Hope and pray.
So Holton now 9-0. They beat Santa Fe Trail tonight 58-18 is the final score. We'll come back after a timeout, wrap up the broadcast here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? You say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Lindpool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Denison State Bank turns 120 years old this year. We've been around since William McKinley was president, and before there was an NFL and World Series. With age comes great experience and knowledge, and that's the value of what we can deliver to you today.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
At Community Healthcare System, our family medicine expertise means we treat you like family. With locations in Centralia, Corning, Frankfort, Holton, Onega, St. Mary's, and Westmoreland, and same-day appointments, we bring whole health to the whole family. Call 785-889-4272 for an appointment or visit chcsks.org for more info on how Community Healthcare System brings life and health to the whole community. Roger Hauer with Kellerman Real Estate in Holton knows the local market.
Housing inventory is quite low. Buyer demand is high. A lot of people wanting to move here, so we're geographically poised. Also, we're finding folks wanting that the small town culture and atmosphere that we have too. We have a diverse range of agents and we can serve a diverse range of people. We're a 50-year-old company. We know the area. We know the market.
Kellerman Real Estate in Holton and online at kellermanrealestate.com.
Hello, this is Jan with JBN Telephone Company. JBN Telephone is happy to be an EBB participant. The emergency broadband benefit will provide a discount of up to $50 per month towards broadband service for eligible households. The program funds will be distributed on a first-come, first-served basis, so be sure to apply as soon as possible. Visit our website, jbntelco.com, and follow the EBB image on the front page. If you have any questions about the program or need assistance filling out the application, feel free to call our office.
KNZA.
Welcome back. Final score tonight, 58-18. Holton wins it over Santa Fe Trail. The Wildcats are 9-0. Holton adding more hardware to the case after winning the Big Seven League title for the first time since 2014. And a district title, Holton is now your bi-district champions here in 2021 as well. Brooks Barta's 300th game as head coach of the Holton Wildcats gets his 244th victory tonight, his 52nd win in the playoffs. Barta now 52-18 in the postseason as Holton's head coach for the last 26 seasons. Santa Fe Trail ends their season for the second straight year. They finish with 2 wins and 7 losses. Holton up 58-0 at halftime. We had a pair of 10-minute running clocks in the third and fourth quarter in which Santa Fe Trail was able to score 3 touchdowns for our final score of 58-18 here tonight. We have to pick our Citizens State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha Player of the Game. Also, our post-game show being brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate and Alignment of the Game brought to you by Giant Communications. But before we do that, let's have Tank check the final statistics of tonight's game.
Holton's dominating stats at half, but didn't have a whole lot to add to them in the second half, Tank. Our final stats brought to you by NEK Tax Services in Whiting for year-round tax help that goes beyond tax preparation. Visit NEK Tax Services and Accounting in Whiting.
Yeah, so for Holton, they actually had 254 yards of offense at halftime, and that's what they finished with. They had no total yards of offense in the second half as backups in the game and did not net any yards. So the final stats go like this. Holton finishes the night with 11 first downs. They had 254 yards rushing on 30 carries, averaging 8.5 yards per carry. Passing the football, they were 0 for 2, so 254 total yards of offense for the Cats tonight. They did not have any turnovers. They had two penalties for 10 yards. Individually, the Wildcats were led on the ground by Jace Boswell. He finishes with 91 yards on 3 carries and a touchdown. Matt Lears had 4 carries for 69 yards and 3 touchdowns. Caleb Hernandez had 32 yards on 3 carries. Jace Hollauer had 28 yards on 3 carries. He had 2 touchdowns. Garrison Booth had 21 yards on 2 carries. He had a touchdown run. Ja'Kari Washington had 14 yards on 5 carries. Also, now, the rest of them are all pretty small numbers here. Connor Collins had 1 carry for 4 yards. Rylan Ammon, 2 carries for 3 yards. Bodie Dillon carried the ball 1 time for negative 6 yards. Tucker Gilliland, 2 times for negative 2 yards. Zach Carlson, 1 time, lost 2 yards on that carry. Kyler Jackson, 2 carries for 5 yards. Eli Hollauer had 1 carry that netted negative 3 yards. Passing the football, Matt Lears was 0 for 2 through the air. For Santa Fe Trail, they finished the night with 3 first downs. They had 125 yards rushing on 25 carries, averaging 5 yards per carry, and most all that actually coming in the second half. They were 1 for 5 through the air for 33 yards, so the Chargers finished the night with 158 total yards of offense. Again, 131 of the 158 come in the second half. Santa Fe Trail turned the ball over 3 times. That was 3 first half fumbles, and they had 2 penalties for 10 yards. Individually, the Chargers led on the ground by Theron Birkenfeld. He had 11 carries for 74 yards and a touchdown. Colton Warthen had 12 carries for 49 yards and a touchdown. And Isaac Hook had 1 carry for 6 yards. Passing the football, Luke Edwards was 1 of 5 for 33 yards. And that one completion was a touchdown. It went to Blake Slavin. 1 catch, 33 yards and a touchdown for Blake Slavin. Your final score tonight, Holton wins 58-18. They move on and will face the winner of Perry LeCompton and Sabetha next week here at Holton. Justin.
We owe you one final timeout here on the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show. We'll come back and hand out some awards here for the contest tonight. We'll wrap up the broadcast after one final timeout on the Holton Channel and your local sports authority, 103.9 KNZA.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Ireland Custom Exhaust has changed our business name to Ice Automotive.
We offer much more than exhaust repair as a full-service automotive shop that works to maintain the overall life of your vehicle, and we treat every customer and vehicle as if it were our own.
Started in the 1950s by my granddad, Marion Wood, our family has provided automotive repair with top-quality work, reasonable prices, and honesty.
At Ice, we look forward to building a long-term relationship with you, local family business.
Ice Automotive, just south of Holton on Highway 75.
South Holton Temp Controlled Mini Storage has open units for valuables that can't resist cold or heat. Check out 3 sizes of the Temp Controlled and Insect Free Storage units. Call John McManigal at 969-6400 for South Holton Temp Controlled Mini Storage, located in the former Eagles Lodge.
Lasting Impressions of Holton provides custom products to help you build your business image. Sports teams stand out and organizations shine. We offer screen printing, embroidery, banners, vinyl decals, and many other promotional products. Open Monday through Saturday in Holton or online at lastingimpressionsofks.com.
Scammers are getting smarter. It's not just phone calls from suspicious numbers. It's also emails and texts masked to look like they're from your bank. If they're asking you for your username, password, or social security number, that is not your bank. Citizen State Bank and Trust and the American Bank Bankers Association have teamed up to give you tips to spot scams, fight fraud, and protect your money. You can even take a quiz to test your scam IQ. Find out more at banksneverasksthat.com. Citizen State Bank and Trust, looking out for your best interest. Member FDIC.
Your home for Northeast Kansas sports. Your sports authority. Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back one final time. Holton High School, the Wildcats victorious 58-18, the final score. Holton beats Santa Fe Trail. They're bi-district champs. Their season continues with a record of 9-0. Time for a couple of words tonight as we wrap up our Be Outdoors Real Estate postgame show. First, our lineman of the game, brought to you by Giant Communications for great service, reliability, and the speed you need. Visit online at connect.giantcom.net. And for the starters, Tank, a 46-0 lead after one quarter tonight. Holton up 58-0 at halftime. We didn't see the starters too long, but certainly saw some good things from the team and the offensive and defensive lines.
Yeah, we'll start with the lineman of the game, again brought to you by Giant Communications. And tonight we're going to go with Andrew Williams, the senior all-league performer. Missed him last year, the Wildcats did. He's been terrific this year, going to certainly garner some accolades in the postseason from both the league and possibly some All-State honors. And tonight did a good job on the offensive line, also had a tackle for loss on the defensive side of the ball, and that can't be overlooked. That's a kid that's playing both ways and making an impact on both the offensive and defensive lines for this team, and we'll give him the lineman of the game tonight.
That's where Holton's senior leadership comes from, is the offensive line, Andrew Williams, and a couple tight ends, Jake Zeller and Caden Jackson, and also Caden Cattrell, a senior. We saw Dallas Pittaway get the start as a senior tonight on the line as well, because Holton played without Tyler Phillips tonight. They played without Jaden Fletcher tonight. Of course, still missing all season long Reese Holiday and Slater Skaggs, but a couple other guys that hopefully they'll have back next week, and also Cooper Baxter. He missed a third straight game here tonight as he recovers from an injury as well. But those seniors, including Andrew Williams, Caden Cattrell, and the tight ends for Holton, helping provide that leadership. 58-18, Holton wins. How about our player to bank on, Tank? It's brought to you by the Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in downtown Hiawatha.
Well, we've had these banks for a couple weeks here, these nicknames, with Halloween around the corner. We had Scary Gary Booth earlier scoring a touchdown. How about Have No Fears, the Wildcats have Matt Lears. Matt Lears, three touchdowns on four carries, 69 yards, and did a good job on the offensive side carrying the football, and they went to the option play. He was able to get to the outside and run down the field and definitely put the fear in the defense, and the Wildcats rode him pretty hard in the first quarter, and he found the end zone three out of his four carries tonight.
So Have No Fears, Holton has Matt Lears. He's our player to bank on, brought to you by the Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha tonight. With the radio broadcast, we certainly appreciate our Holton Channel sponsors as well. Not getting quite the live reads tonight, but the graphics that you've come to know, love, and trust and respect on the top right side of your screen. All of our Holton Channel sponsors, we sure appreciate their support as well. So Holton's 24th consecutive year in the playoffs under 26th year head coach Brooks Barta will continue next week. It'll be a Friday night Big 7 League rematch. Tomorrow night, Perry, Lecompton, and Sabatha here on 103.9 KNZA. The winner of that game will face Holton. Holton beat Perry, Lecompton in week 3, 28-7, although they did take a knee late in that game. They beat Sabatha the next week, 41-17, had a huge third quarter against Sabatha. I picked Sabatha to win. We were kind of split on our picks for the Friday Night Fever show this week on MSCSports.net, but I think that'll be a pretty good game tomorrow, and whichever team wins, you know, will be anxious to get a second crack at these Holton Wildcats next Friday night.
Yeah, I think I like your pick. I think Sabatha probably goes into that game as a favorite and seemed to be playing really good football here, a young team that's gained a lot of experience and just continued to get better. The Sabatha Blue Jays have, but you know that Perry Lecompton sees Sabatha on the other side of the field, and they know that, you know, they're going to get Perry best shot. That's for sure. That should be a really fun football game, a really fun first round matchup. That's for sure.
Holton tonight led 46-0 at the end of one quarter. They were up 58-0 with a running clock in the second quarter by halftime. 2 10-minute quarters to finish out the game, and the Wildcats win it over Santa Fe Trail tonight, 58-18, our final score. One more time, just a quick shout-out, and certainly our prayers and thoughts will continue to be with the Santa Fe Trail Chargers for one of their players that went down prior to tonight's kickoff. We had about a 15-20-minute late start and didn't know if we would play the game for a while. One of the more serious medical circumstances that we've seen, at least Tank and I, in 16 years of broadcasting football here on the radio. So some scary moments indeed, and our thoughts and prayers will continue to be with the community of Santa Fe Trail, their school, their team, and certainly that player and his family who was injured, non-contact medical injury prior to the game here tonight.
Hug your friends, hug your family tonight, guys. Give them a hug.
For studio engineer Brian Hurt, for Tank, along with Kyler Catherins and Cam Mulroy, that's going to wrap it up for us and myself, Justin Fluke. Thanks so much for listening. So long, everybody. State volleyball coming up tomorrow here on Kansaland Radio.
You've been listening to coverage of high school football here on your sports authority, Kansaland Radio.